Good afternoon and welcome to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring the music of Bill Dixon, the trumpet player, also the music from the great Sun Ra and the fantastic band known as Last Exit. We're going to be featuring those three musicians. And later on during the show, we're going to be talking to Jean Martin from Ottawa about his new CD that's just been released. And we might get a bit of that on for the show this afternoon. We're going to start off with an album that Bill Dixon did entitled In Italy, Volume 2. And we're going to listen to a track from there called Daybreak. And then we'll go to an album that he did in 1981 called November 1981, one of his better recordings. And we're going to listen to Another Quiet Feeling followed by Velvet. This is Bill Dixon on In Transition.
Thank you.
That was music from trumpet player Bill Dixon, taken from his album November 1981. And it's one of my favorite albums by Bill Dixon. It features Bill on trumpet, Alan Silva on bass, Mario Provone on bass also, and Lawrence Cook on drums. It's kind of a weird quartet when you have two basses, drums and trumpet, but it works. Very subtle shadings in there, and very expertly played by Bill Dixon himself. We also heard music from his album In Italy, Volume 2, a song entitled Daybreak. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. We're going to turn our attention now to another band, one of my favorite bands, very different, a band known as Last Exit. We're going to listen to three compositions of theirs, starting off with their album The Noise of Trouble. It features Sonny Chirac on guitar, Peter Brotzman on tenor baritone sax, Bill Aswell on bass, and Ronald Shannon Jackson, a powerhouse of a drummer, also handling the vocals, and Akira Sakata on alto sax and B-flat clarinet, and Herbie Hancock is on this album playing piano. So I'm going to see if we can get to Herbie Hancock in just a little while. But before we get to this album, we're going to start off with an album simply entitled Last Exit. Just dropping stuff here in the studio. We're going to listen to a track that's called Voice of a Skin Hanger. It's kind of strange beginning, but Last Exit is not your ordinary band. And if you've got ears and if you're willing to listen, this is Last Exit on In Transition.
I thought up on a narrow tube.
the sounds of Last Exit. And that's the title track from their album Iron Path, featuring Sonny Chirac on guitar, Peter Brossman on tenor sax, alto sax, and whatever else he can stick in his mouth, Bill Laswell on bass, and Ronald Shannon Jackson. What a powerhouse drummer. The guy's got incredible stamina when it comes to the drum kit. Just incredible. That was taken from an album called, as I said before, Iron Path. Before that, we heard Help Me Mo, I'm Blind, featuring Herbie Hancock on piano. And that was taken from the album The Noise of Trouble, one of their better albums. If you have a chance to pick this one up, do so. It's very different, but very good. And we heard Voice of the Skinmonger before that by Last Exit from their self-titled album. We're going to continue now with more music from the Noise of Trouble album. The first time I ever heard this band was in the studio here, and we had the album, but I'd never heard of this band before, and I put on a track called Blind Willie, and it really blew me away. I had the monitors up really high here in the studio and was really getting into it. So I'd like to share it with you. This is Last Exit from their album, The Noise of Trouble, and Blind Willie.
Thank you.
That was the music of Last Exit, a song taken from their album Cassette Recordings, 1987, a song entitled Uli Bully Fully, featuring Peter Brosman on sax there. What an exercise in energy and frustration and whatever else he was trying to squeeze out of that sax. Just incredible music. You're listening to In Transition on CHUFM, and we're going to turn our attention now to another innovator who's still around, who's still playing, none other than Sun Ra. I'm going to listen to a track from an album. I don't know if you can get this album anymore. It's called Nothing Is, and it's on the Bass label. I'm going to give a listen to a track called Imagination.
Imagination is a magic carpet upon which we may soar to distant lands and climes, and even go beyond the moon to any planet in the space. If we came from nowhere here, why can't we go somewhere there?
Music from the great Sun Ra, and we're going to be listening in a little while to more music from Sun Ra, but for now we've got a guest in the studio, the drummer with the band Chelsea Bridge, Jean Martin. Hi Jean, welcome to In Transition, how are you doing?
Hi, pretty good.
Good. We just got a copy of your latest CD here, Blues in a Sharp C. And before we get into some music, I just want to ask you, who chose the title?
The title of Blue? Oh, we sort of put it together. I don't know. It's just looking at the picture that Don Rook took for the album cover. That's why we decided to do that, you know.
Oh, I see. This is your first CD out?
Yeah, for me it is, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Did you have anything else out before this, like on tape or?
Yeah, demos and stuff, but not a major thing like this, you know. Yeah. It's pretty exciting for me to do that.
You were telling me that you were just down east on tour. How did that go?
Really good. We went down to St. John's and all over east, actually. It was fun. It's great. Yeah. It was great to see St. John's, just a beautiful place down there.
How were the crowds? Pretty receptive to
good. Oh, it's amazing because we're playing all these halls and schools and stuff. So people are actually there to go and hear you. You know, they actually paid money and they sit there quietly listening to you. You know, it's great to play really quiet, you know, or really loud, or you know, be a lot more dynamic than in clubs. You know,
are you doing any more shows before Christmas?
Yes, we're going to Toronto next week. Sort of a recording place at the Music Gallery in Toronto, and I think we're doing school in Peterborough, and then we're back in Ottawa on Friday night at the Café Wim.
And that's is that in the Market?
Yeah, in the Market on Sussex.
So that'll be in December, right?
Yep, that'll be next Friday, basically.
Next Friday, and what time does the show start?
Probably around 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's good. Well, let's give a listen to a track from the CD. Now, we've chosen a track called The Hills of Loch Katrin. Katrin, is that it?
Katrin, yeah.
Katrin.
Yeah, place in Nova Scotia.
And it was written by your vocalist, Tina Palmer?
Yes.
Does she write most of the stuff for the album? Or?
No, she's got a couple of songs on there. She's a girl from Montreal. She originally comes from Nova Scotia, from Antigonish. And this is a song for her uncle, Lenny Mason, I think that's her name.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be in there.
Any relation to Dave Mason? Or who's that other blues guy down?
That's right, eh?
Dutch Mason, that's who I'm thinking of.
Maybe. I don't know.
I wonder. Let's give a listen to the latest CD from Chelsea Bridge, Blues in a Sharp C, and a song entitled The Hills of Loch Katrin.
No government check. guess it's off to the mainland for me. Now to see it, she'll have to close her eyes. Riding home on the subway from the mill works at night, Locadron is still there on his mind.
Santa's helper. Well, one of Santa's helpers, reminding you that there's only one thing Santa likes better than bringing gifts, and that's writing letters to children everywhere. But before Santa can do that, you have to write to him. It's really easy. Just write your letter and mail it to Santa Claus, North Pole, Postal Code HOHOHO. Hey, that spells ho ho ho! Oh, and don't forget to put your return address and postal code on your letter, and pretty soon you'll have a letter from Santa!
Ho ho ho!
Oh, he loves his postal code.
Well, we just listened to music from Chelsea Bridge from Ottawa, and a beautiful song. It had sort of Celtic overtones, eh?
Yeah.
And it sounded like a Scottish folk song or something. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Especially the bass work of
John Geggie, yeah.
John Geggie. Has he been with the band since the very beginning?
Yeah,
or?
Basically, yeah. We started as a trio, and we added the vocal after, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, this album was recorded this year, or...?
Yeah, we recorded it with the help of Glenn Tilley from Newfoundland.
Did it?
Good producer from out there. Rob used him before for his other projects, you know, mm-hmm. Rob Frank, Chris McCann projects.
How long did it take to record?
Actually, it was burned. It was like 3 days of recording in Ross Murray's studio in Ottawa, and then 2 days of mixing. We did the whole album, you know, in that week. We spent lots of hours in his basement, I can tell you.
That's good. We're going to go back to another track here, a track called Gilnet.
Gilnet, yeah.
This is a song written by Rob Frain.
Right.
And after we listen to some more Chelsea Bridge, we're going to get back to the music of Sun Ra.
Thank you. kind of a level do you see on the VU meters to the right? A regular looking VU meter level? Okay, thanks very much. You get the same sort of level? Okay, thanks very much.
Isn't that beautiful music from Sun Ra? That was taken from his album Purple Night, and the song that we just listened to was entitled Journey Towards Stars. Beautiful track indeed. We're going to hear some more Sun Ra in just a little while, some solo stuff, but I just wanted to mention something. Last week I was watching The Partridge Family on TV, and at the end of the show they were rolling the credits, and I never knew that the person who did the music for that show was Shorty Rogers. It really stunned me. I guess that's what happens to a lot of jazz people, that they can't get work playing clubs and stuff, so they go to do soundtracks for movies and TV, like Oliver Nelson did back in the mid to late 60s. Anyway, I just thought that was a point of interest that I wanted to share with you. We're going to continue now with more music from Sun Ra from his album St. Louis Blues. It's a solo performance that was done July 3rd, 1977 at the Axis in Soho in New York City. So we're going to give a listen to the W.C. Handy classic St. Louis Blues featuring the fine piano work of Mr. Sun Ra. Thank you.
Thank you.
As the music fades, we're listening to pianist Sun Ra. And on vibes, we have Walt Dickerson. This is a song entitled Astro. Beautiful recording from an album called Visions on the Steeplechase label. Again, I don't know if this one's available on CD or not, but I'm only playing vinyl this afternoon. In fact, most of my shows, I play vinyl. And there's a reason for that. Vinyl sounds better. And if you want to go and get some vinyl, there's a brand new record store that just opened up on Bank Street called Bonehead Music or Bonehead Records. I'm not sure. I was in there yesterday, and it's just incredible the amount of records that they've got for sale. And if you want to check them out, they're at Bank and Somerset, right next to Radio Shack. And if you have a chance to be in that vicinity, definitely check them out. Their albums are reasonably priced, and they've got some really rare gems in there. They're called Bonehead Records, and they're on Bank and Somerset. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO as we feature the music of Sun Ra, Bill Dixon, and Last Exit. We're going to go to 1976, and this is the Montreux International Jazz Festival. Let's listen to what Sun Ra's orchestra does with Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
Those of you out there who have a preconceived notion regarding Sun Ra and who think that his music is out there and weird and strange, this last track that we just listened to from 1961 certainly doesn't live up to that. That was a very different sounding Sun Ra, and it was recorded October the 10th, 1961 in Newark, New Jersey. And the name of the album is called We Are in the Future, and it's on the Savoy Jazz label. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition as we feature the music of Sun Ra, Bill Dixon, and Last Exit. And we're going to finish up our feature on Sun Ra with another track, a track from an album called Fate in a Pleasant Mood. We're going to listen to a song called The Others in Their World, and then we're going to come back to Bill Dixon before going out this afternoon.
Thank you.
wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we've been listening to the music of Sun Ra, Bill Dixon, and Last Exit, and I hope you enjoyed the journey that we took into this very interesting and beautiful music. Next week on In Transition, I'll be featuring the music of vocalists Betty Carter, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and any other female vocalists that I can get my hands on so that we can listen to the contribution that these women have made to jazz. On December 13th, we're going to be listening to the music of Claire Fisher, Noel Jukes, Carter Jefferson, Double Image, and Francois Bourassa. On December 20th, I'll be featuring the music of...